power of nature.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. Going to start out this week with Olivier Garreau. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Casey Research. I met Olivier at a dinner that we sponsored in Vancouver half a year ago. Found would be absolutely interesting, and I asked if he would come on the show and discuss some things that I'm just having some trouble getting my mind wrapped around. First of all, the conventional markets, and then obviously the precious metals markets, and the direction of each one. I mean, is there a correlation in his mind? What if any effects will the upcoming election have, et cetera, et cetera? And Olivier, I guess a good place to start is, do you see a correlation between the conventional markets? And I define the conventional markets as being, you know, measured by the Dow, the NASDAQ, what have you, and the precious metals sector. Any correlation in your mind?
I definitely think there is correlations, you know, but what I think is the most, what is makes our job or all of us very difficult and any investors is the fact that right now for the last couple of years, there's been really some colliding forces that have been major forces that are colliding in the markets, and there's really this pullback between deflation and inflation, which I see continuing for a while longer, that creates extremely high volatility and creates this situation where it's really, really hard to cover all the bases and to really know, at least in the short term. It's pretty easy to know where we're going in the long term, but in the short term, it's very hard to know what's going to happen in the next 6 months.
Where do you think we're going in the long term, Olivier?
Long term, there's no question that we're going, you know, the governments have created this huge debt bubble, a sovereign debt bubble, that there's no question that they will, at least as long as we have democracies in the developed world, there will not be the political world to actually restore a very tight monetary policies and some conservative budgeting and eliminate deficits. So we are going to go into a situation where central banks will continue to print and paper the deficits, which will create very high inflation. Eventually, it will end with a crisis, which I really think is going to be much worse than anything we've seen in 2008.
I can't disagree with that at all. Could you elaborate a little bit, though? I mean, I know what I think, but what do you and Casey Research think on this issue?
Basically, you know, my background before I was at Casey Research was in turnaround management. So I have dealt for the past 20 years with companies that were struggling. And, you know, there's a distinct principle in, you know, in whether it's an individual, a company, or a government, you cannot leave above your means for too long. Eventually, you have to pay down the piper. And my experience in turnaround is that the quicker you basically address the issues and cut excess spending, the best chance you have to survive. And if you wait too long, there's a point where it's too late. And I'm afraid that the Western governments at this point have shown so little restraint that we are probably beyond the point of no return already.
I think I would have to agree with that. And I'll tell you, Olivier, the reason I would say that is because whether or not we're there at this moment in time, I mean, yeah, that's an important issue, but I don't see any change of direction in the future. And whether President Obama gets reelected or whether Mitt Romney gets elected, I mean, I don't see any change whatsoever, because the medicine that this country has to take and that the Western countries in general have to take has some very, very serious side effects, and I don't think societies are willing to put up with those side effects. So I think they're going to go on until, you know, they won't have a choice.
Yes, and actually in history, I mean, this is one of the things, you know, democracies are wonderful to government systems in times of expansion. But when there's tough decisions, they're usually they're not very good at dealing with crisis, because to deal with crisis requires some very tough decisions that are painful to the electorate, and basically politicians know that if they take those tough decisions, they're not going to be reelected. So, you know, and the other thing is the size of the, I mean, if you just take the example of the U.S., when you think that, you know, we are spending $3.5 trillion and over $3.5 trillion a year, and we are collecting less than $2.5 trillion in taxes, which, you know, our taxes are certainly not low. The income tax alone, $1 trillion, is about the budget of the U.S. Military, if you include pensions and any other side expenses that are created by the military. So the entire income tax that is held on or taken by the government from individuals, is just barely covering our military spending. I mean, this is not counting Medicare. This is not counting Social Security. And the measures to correct this would be, you know, you'd have to cut the military by 70-80%. You would have to extend the retirement age by, you know, from 65 to 75 so that people work another 10 years and contribute to the funds another 10 years. Those are the kind of decision that would have to be made. You know, if I was looking at a company that was to restructure, that's the kind of restructuring you need. There's no possible way any government will go through that. So the situation has to get worse. And unfortunately, it's the same in Europe. It's the same in Japan. And it's not much better in China.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. You know, what are you and your colleagues telling subscribers to do to protect themselves?
Well, clearly, we believe that gold, precious metal, hard assets in general, because they're tangible, because they're not created out of thin air by governments, that is one of the major areas that people should invest. They should plan for increasing interest rates. So, I mean, shorting some of the, and it hasn't been, you know, we stayed that for long and we've been way ahead of the curve, but we, you know, because something is inevitable, it's not always imminent. And so I think that the fact is, you know, interest rates will have to go up because you cannot have this much money in circulation and for the same amount and have people, you know, savers actually losing money forever. So we see the markets are going to demand higher interest rates, before too long. The biggest challenge right now in the short term is that we see some continuing deflationary forces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Eurozone continue its collapse, I mean, this could create a very, could put a lot of down pressures on a lot of assets, including, you know, some of the metals, because they could be a liquidation. Same thing, you know, it looks like there's some sign that, China, instead of having a soft landing, may actually have a hard landing and cut, you know, basically we see some, strong weaknesses in the manufacturing in China. And if that were to happen, that could put a lot of pressure in the short term on the hard assets. So there is volatility is a certainty for the next few years. I think we know that it's going to go up and down, but in the long term, hard assets is a place to be. There's no question. Agricultural, we really like, it's very hard to play, but we really like producing agricultural properties. Real estate is unfortunately, I mean, in the Western world, because it's sold mostly, especially in the U.S., it's very leveraged, is going to be challenging. We like real estate in some other areas of the world where there was no financial leverage, like South America. And then, you know, the stock markets will do better than the worst investment of all, as we think, are long-term bonds.
I don't think there's any question about that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Casey Research and Olivier Garot. I have to tell you, I read Casey Research every day, all of their publications. One of the best out there. You need to check it out. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. going to do our Miner of the Week segment. Rogers Miner of the Week is a company called Northern Gold. In the interest of disclosure, let me say a couple of things. Number one, Northern Gold is a sponsor on our site. What does that mean? That means that if you want any information on the company, just click on their banner. Also, in the interest of full disclosure, I purchased, after my three-day announcement to everyone, shares of Northern Gold out of the open market, so I'm also a shareholder. So, boy, you can't take anything I'm saying here as being unbiased. Okay, Northern Gold is located in eastern Canada. It is in a very, very prolific mining area, Red Lake of Ontario. They have two flagship projects, which Roger is going to talk about right now. The company is run by a group of individuals who I have an awful lot of respect for. I have to say that. Martin Shefsky is a gentleman who I met, introduced to me by Laura Stein last July at an investment conference in Palm Desert. I was very, very impressed with Martin. Eric Sustak, who was their chief financial officer, was also with him at the time, and I was very, very impressed with Eric. These guys, in my opinion, are going about everything in the right way, and that's why I bought stock in the company. Now, Raj, the question I have for you is, why did you make them the Miner of the Week?
We have followed this company, if I remember correctly, for at least over a year. They are in Trader Tracks as a recommendation right now. People that came in when we suggested, I believe they've done quite well on the investment, on the trade. This week, what we like, Al, is the fact that these mining shares, not only this company, but the whole group generally has been suppressed for the past few months. We feel now that the gold price has, recovered, that it has hit the bottom just like silver has. And normally when that happens, the mining stocks will follow about a week or two later. And what we like about Northern Gold is the fact that the trading price in the shares is quite close to the previous low, a 200-day trading average low, 26 cents to 29 cents. The price today is
23 cents.
23 cents. So it's slightly below that. So what I'm saying here, Al, it's going to be difficult for investors and traders to try to buy it any cheaper than where we are right now. And while people are concerned generally about the tenor and tone of stocks and precious metal stocks, this is just a normal correction in our view. A lot of big traders and analysts we know are looking for major rallies in the future. Not only that, but they're looking for some things in pricing that we have not seen yet. So if you've got a company that's a proven commodity, so to speak, the price is attractive. It's based, the low was in at the end of December, the recent low, I should say, about 3 months ago. A more recent low, other than December, is just this month in April. So and it's peaking up right now. So we're looking at this company as an opportunity to get in and buy it right now. We know the company. We know the projects. We've had three meetings with the officers, both at one of the shows and also individually. We've gone over everything that they're doing. They're very aggressive in their drilling and their geology, and they're quite busy in getting this project moving to prove up what they have on the property. Also, as you mentioned, the location is one of the superior locations that we prefer. And also, as you know, Al, we're pretty fussy about spots where we go. Probably 90% of the world we've written it off. And this one happens to be on top of the pile because you're not far away from Goldcorp, which is one of the all-time home run winners, as well as some other good companies that have performed admirably in that particular region. So for all of those reasons and for the timing that we're looking at right now, we suggest that investors can either add to a position if they own the stock now, and or if they're new to the company, now would be an opportune time to get in.
Well, here are some highlights that I think are very, very interesting. And please, by the way, don't construe this as being investment advice, because it really is not. Neither Roger nor I are investment advisors. But, you know, there are a number of strong points with this company. You know, one of them is that according to their numbers, they're approaching 1 million ounces of a gold resource with what they feel is significant expansion potential. You know, nothing guaranteed, and you have to realize that in our business, but it is what it is. Their Gargon deposit contains a shallow, open-pittable resource, and they feel that it's really got some near-term production potential. Now, as Roger mentioned, in terms of the area where the assets are located, here's an example. The Garrecon deposit, for example, is located on the Destor-Porcupine Fault System, which is between Timmins and Val-d'Or. This area has produced 75 million ounces of gold in the past. I have been to Val-d'Or. I have been in that area, boots on the ground, and it is a very, very prolific mining area. You know, they've got some really good infrastructure and a skilled labor force available to them. Given the location, as I mentioned, that is mining country in Canada, absolutely prolific mining country. And you know, as Roger mentioned, Ontario is incredibly mining friendly, I guess I should say, and that is very, very important. You know, I would suggest if you guys want to get some information on this company, do click on their banner, because their website is really, really pretty good. You know, as they say, their policy statement is, quote, "The company's strategic direction is to continue to seek out properties and claims in the area known to have high-value gold targets and to execute the necessary work to rapidly move these projects towards advanced exploration and mine development stages." You know, 25 cents, 23 cents where it's trading right now, I would think is a time that you really might want to take a look at this thing. But again, do not construe what I'm saying as investment advice. Listen to what Roger and I have to say. It's not investment advice. It's our opinion. Roger is arm's length in the sense that Roger has a policy where he does not purchase shares in any of the companies that he discusses in his newsletters, and I commend him for that. I think that does represent a conflict of interest for someone like himself. Look at their banner. Go over their latest press releases. Take a look at the background that the management has of this company, all available on our site, and then you can make up your own mind. Again, remember, Big Al bought shares out of the open market in this particular company a while back. For those of you who are following the performance of my portfolio, I believe I paid 25 cents a share for that stock, and it's now, as Roger said, as we are recording, it's 23 cents right now, but I think that's very typical with what is going on in the market. Also want to suggest, number one, if you're in the Phoenix area for the Pat and Linda Gorman investment conference, I strongly suggest you attend that and do get there a day early and take in Roger's presentation, which will be a one-day seminar entitled "Giving Up My Secrets," for lack of better terms, in technical analysis. Very worthwhile. Raj, thanks so much. You guys, Big Al's going to be right back with Louis James from KC Research. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, we had Olivier Garreau, CEO of KC Research, open the show in our first segment, and KC Research is back with one of my favorite guys from there. Nothing against you, Doug. I'm not saying that, but Louis James is with me right now. I've done a couple of site visits with Louis, and we're neighbors of sorts. And Louis is just one of the most interesting guys, one of the brightest guys, I think, on that particular team. And he's a very, very interesting individual to talk to. Louis, I want to start out here chatting a little bit about the inevitability of a major economic collapse 3 to 5 years or so down the road, as Olivier was talking about earlier. I'm just a firm believer in that, and I don't think you can talk too much about that particular subject. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd say a couple things. One is the 3 to 5 years out is sort of the, well, if things keep going, you know, gyrating up and down, that, you know, that might be the point at which they shake themselves apart. But there's always the unexpected. History is not linear, right? You know, things happen, and suddenly history goes zinging off in a new direction. Doug's guru sense, I'm channeling Doug a little bit here, is that we may well see that yet this year, and that it could be much sooner than that time frame. He just sees greater instability under the surface than just the simple facts and figures might lead people to believe. And I'm not going to take sides on that. I'll just present that as an alternative view. And I will say, though, that in my travels, and I go around the world kicking rocks, looking at mineral prospects, trying to get ahead of the market on what's going to be the next big discovery and so forth. And I meet a lot of people, and I talk to them. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How's business? Yeah. And it's quite interesting. in a sort of pathological way, how thinly veiled the fear out there is. There's a lot of fear out there all around the world. There's a lot of, let's say, all the corrections haven't worked their way through the system. Even if 2008 was it, and that was the storm, and it was gone, the amount of fear still in the system and the amount of jitters and uncertainties to be worked out are still huge, and I think we would still see a lot of bullish pressure on the precious metals in particular, commodities in general, because of that. But I don't think it's over. I think the fear out there says that all is not well in Mudville. And I don't know if Doug's right and it might be that the wheels come off the system this year, or if Olivia's right that it might take 3 to 5 years. All I know is that there's people out there that are still rigging for stormy weather. They're petrified. They're afraid. They, you know, either they've lost work recently, or people in their families have lost work recently, or they're making do with less. And, you know, how long can you eat your savings before you're in real trouble?
Yeah. What I find to be kind of interesting about this is, you know, our colleagues are very aware of what the situation is. There's no question about that whatsoever, okay? But the average guy in the street, I have to say, I don't think is aware, and I don't think they want to be aware, and I think that's sadly.
Well, it depends on what you mean by aware. I agree with you. They certainly, on average, lack the macroeconomic understanding to really get what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they don't feel the fear. And they may say, oh, I don't care about inflation, you know, pass the beer and chips. But when that beer and chips cost more than it did a month ago,
yeah,
right, you know, when bread's $5 a loaf in the supermarket, that's something that's felt.
That is very definitely something that sells. But, you know, I think it's a whole lot more complicated than just inflation. I think it all centers around the debt situation. I mean, interest rates tick up one pop, one notch, and this country will not be able to afford to pay. I mean, their deficit will go, our deficit, I guess I should say, will go so high at that point that it'll be beyond ridiculous.
It's interesting that you bring that up, beyond ridiculous. Basically, you're talking hyperinflation at that point. And people say, well, how is it possible? You know, how can smart people who've seen the examples of history, you know you can't just print $100 trillion notes and not have an impact on that. How is it possible that this even happens? How can people be so stupid? Well, this is how it happens. They go out on margin, basically, metaphorically, as it were, and they get themselves in untenable positions where they have no choice.
Yeah.
And if interest rates in the U.S. go up, the service on the U.S. debt, as you're pointing, it's just impossible. They can't do it. There will be no choice but to default, which is not viable. Though Doug would prefer that, you know, that it's either default or print, and they'll print.
I'm on Doug's. You know what? I have to tell you, I'm in Doug's camp in the sense that ultimately, I think you're going to see a default. There is no way, in my opinion, that can be avoided.
Well, it's default or default. You know, inflating your way out of the problem, it's still default. It's
exactly.
The surreptitious, sneaky, dishonest form of default.
Right. I would agree. So anyway, the vibes that you're getting in your world travels are basically it could be sooner rather than later. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not going to put a date on it. All I'm saying is that all is not well in Mudville, in the global Mudville. The panic beneath the surface is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody who's in trouble, or they are
sure.
In trouble, and nobody feels comfortable that way.
Yeah. Well, I think you got a point. Let's switch to a little more of a short-term horizon, and let's talk about the fact that gold in the last 30 days has dropped. I mean, it's not what I would call significant, but it has decreased in value over the past 12 months. Gold is up, 13.5% or so, if memory serves me right. But people are saying right now that they're thinking that, well, the correction may be over and gold may now be in a position, and I'll say gold and silver may now be in a position where we could be back in an upward direction. What does Louis James think about that?
Well, I'm a fundamentalist. You know, I look at the fundamentals, and why are we in a secular bull market for gold? Has anything changed? Does the pronouncements of the beard on television, that's Bernanke, we just call him the beard.
There you go.
does that change anything? No. You know, for him to announce that he's not doing anything on a Friday afternoon, it's ridiculous for gold to move the way it does. He hasn't changed anything. So, on the fundamental level, you know, the government has roughly tripled the money supply since the crash of 2008.
Right.
That's got to work its way through the system. It doesn't matter whether there's more quantitative easing or not. What's already been done bakes in the cake results in our sector, I think, for some time to come. Plus, they haven't solved the problems. The debt hasn't gone away. The crisis in Europe hasn't gone away. China's not going to save everybody if their customers go away. You know, the whole kit and caboodle is all tied up in mountains of debt and sovereign solvency issues that are a big deal, and they're not solved. So what's going to happen? It's very bullish for the precious metals, because we all know what governments do when they have no choice. You know, they print.
No, we know exactly what they do. What do you think people ought to do right now? We've got about 2 minutes left here. What do you think people ought to be doing? Building a bomb shelter?
No, though this is one of Doug's main things, is to diversify your political risk, your personal risk. You can spread your assets around is smart. If you shorten the word a little bit, that's smart, too. It's not a bad thing to have a vacation home. I'm trying to be polite. This is a family show.
I got
show,
you. No,
right?
It's a family show. You're right.
That's right. So it's, if you have a vacation home in some place where you actually want to spend some time, and it's a different jurisdiction, different tax structure, different part of the world, you know, that's not a bad thing. Because if you do go on vacation and then can't come home for a while, you know, you want to be somewhere where you actually like the place.
Exactly.
But on the basics, though, you know, aside from more extreme concerns, you absolutely want to be buying gold. If you haven't, you should. If you have, you probably should more. You know, we told people in 2008 to go to one-third cash, one-third gold, one-third speculations that'll do well in a crisis, and people thought that was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, how lucky would it be today?
Yeah, well, or just come the end of 2008.
Yeah.
You know, with they would have been two-thirds in cash and gold, and how would they have done?
Yeah.
But then, of course, so that's the prudent thing to do. The speculative thing to do is to buy the good gold stocks while they're on sale. All these jitters in the marketplace have put good companies on sale, and that's absolutely an opportunity to take advantage of.
I agree 100%. Okay, there's the final word from Louis James. Louis, thank you so much. Stick around, you guys. Big Al is going to be right back with Simon Mihailovich. We're going to continue this discussion.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency, like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Glad you could join me. I hope you're learning some stuff. I know you are. I'm chatting right now with my friend Simon Mihailovich. Simon is a managing partner of IDESIS Capital. He gave a presentation this past week at an investment conference dealing with the difference between a safe haven and safe haven investing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit right now. But before we do that, we're going to take off a little bit on a subject that I discussed in the first segment with Olivier Garot from Casey Research. And that is, Olivier believes very strongly, as do his colleagues, that this house of cards is going to come tumbling down sooner rather than later, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, let's be generous and say the next 2 to 5 years. I know that's a big spread, but it is what it is. Simon, I think that you would agree with that particular, let's call it a prediction, but I'd call it personally a prediction of a pretty damn sure event. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is we have a balance sheet issue. And the balance sheet issue is different from the income statement issue. Everybody's focused on the income statement, which is to say the spending, consumer spending, growth, how many cars were purchased this week versus next week. The problem that the Western economies have is the problem of the balance sheet, which is excessive indebtedness. The United States now has $15 trillion of debt. What you hear from the Federal Reserve is on the one day they're saying we're going to ease, the next day they're saying we're not going to ease. They're walking down a path where they need to keep expectations at a place where people are comfortable enough that things are going well, but not comfortable enough that things are really going well.
That's a good point.
What I mean specifically by that is that if things are really going well, interest rates are going to rise. If things are going badly, interest rates continue to remain low, but then everybody is demanding fiscal stimulus. So Bernanke is trying to keep it on the straight and narrow, but the problem is that he can't afford for the interest rates to rise. So the Fed, whatever they say, they cannot afford a recovery because a recovery would bring higher interest rates.
Yeah.
Higher interest rates. We have negative real interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Higher interest rates would mean $150 billion of additional debt service for the United States government
mm-hmm.
on an annual basis for each percent of an increase in cost, in funding costs. So if you submit for a minute that 3% or 4% should be real short-term rates, which is what they historically have been, let's say 3%. And inflation, as we know, 3 to 4%. That's 7%. That's over $1 trillion of additional funding costs or additional interest expense for the government. It doesn't happen. It can't happen. That's one problem. The other issue that I don't understand, what investors don't seem to understand, is that we have accumulated, when Reagan was president, he hit the $1 trillion sovereign debt for the United States. We're now at 15, but let's say the last five have been brought on by this, you know, in the aftermath of the crisis. So we got from 1 to 10 during a 30-year stretch of unprecedented prosperity and growth. So what's going to get better when growth resumes, if it resumes?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, I read a an interesting editorial by Paul Krugman, your favorite guy, probably last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, last Sunday, and it was in the Times. And I thought it was interesting because he was saying that politicians are unfairly lambasting the Fed. Politicians are saying, enough already with the economic stimulus. That's going to cause more problems. You know, let's get some basic fundamental solutions to the problem. And Dr. Krugman says, that's crazy. There's nothing wrong with stimulus. Look what it's done so far for the economy. And more stimulus would simply bring down the jobless rate. Now, to me, that's Keynesian from the word go, and long term, I think that's probably one of the silliest things that any economist could say. Would you agree with that?
Well, all he's saying is that if you have a hangover in the morning and you take a couple of shots, the hangover will be cured. You feel better.
Yeah.
Well, you keep doing that until your liver goes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
There's a concept in chess, which is called Zugzwang. It's a German word.
Mm-hmm.
What it means, it's a moment in the game when it's the player's turn to make the move. And, of course, in chess, the player cannot skip a turn.
Right.
And the situation on the board is such that no matter what turn the player makes, he is going to lose the game. That is a turning point in the game. And once you've passed that point, there may be many more moves or there may be a few moves. But the end game is predetermined. And essentially what I've just described with the balance sheet situation is I believe we've passed that point. We can make many moves, and we can avoid, you know, the resolution for a while, but the end is not in doubt. Somebody's going to have to lose a lot of money somehow, because there's just no other way to get rid of that much debt.
I'm on your side 100% on that, and I've been agreeing with that comment and saying that for an awful lot of years right now. Let's switch over to another subject because I think it's important for investors to, number one, realize the gravity of the situation, which I think that we've outlined pretty well so far. But let's talk about the difference between a safe haven investment and a safe haven. I think it's an important issue.
Right. Safe haven trade. So what most gold investors have been engaged in, particularly institutional investors, is what's called a safe haven trade. A safe haven trade is a concept that's similar to hedging in the financial markets. That means you own some instrument whose correlation on a mark-to-market basis is opposite to that of your portfolio. So when your portfolio goes down, the value of the instrument goes up. But what's important to realize is that both your portfolio and the hedge are financial instruments. And therefore, they require a counterparty that you're dealing with to perform for you. And they also require functioning markets for you to close out or, you know, to change your position. So a safe haven trade is not a safe haven because it cannot pay off if you have an event that requires you to have a safe haven asset. What I specifically mean is that insurance for what's so-called high correlation events does not exist in the private sector, in the private professional insurance sector. If you go and look at your homeowner's policy, it will specifically exclude war, riots, and insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Those are high correlated losses. Insurance companies cannot cover those losses. They cannot collect small amounts of premium from many people and then have many people incur significant losses. There's just no money to pay that. It's a very similar concept with systemic insurance and safe haven assets. Real safe haven assets cannot have counterparties because counterparties, by definition, cannot perform when there's a high correlation event when multiple institutions lose money and are impacted. So people are trading gold back and forth, and it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. But this is all based on anticipation, expectation, and feelings from moment to moment. Whereas a safe haven asset can also profit from expectation because if you own physical gold and it's securely stored outside the financial system, the value of it goes up and down along with paper gold until potentially one day paper gold is not going to perform because the counterparty to paper gold is not going to be able to meet its obligation. Just like AIG was unable to meet its obligation and the government had to pony up $200 billion. Just like Lehman Brothers couldn't meet its obligation in a high correlation debacle that was 2008. And so I think this is something that people don't quite appreciate. And the reason people don't appreciate this is something called normalcy bias, which is the tendency of people to underestimate the possibility of things that they have not experienced before, such as currency crisis, currency controls, capital controls, things that happen pretty regularly and happen in this country. When Nixon closed the gold window in 1971 over on a Sunday, and people who were hoping that they could convert their dollars into gold were disappointed. In fact, dollar was devalued through that. So I think that there's a lot of trading going on and a lot of derivatives and other paper instruments that are being traded, which are, you know, driving gold up and down. But if people want to use gold in addition to speculation as an insurance, they need to think very hard about how they own the asset.
Well, and it strikes me that, the logical conclusion to that statement is, and I agree with you 100%, but when you think very hard about how you're going to hold that asset, you're talking about a safe haven. And I have to tell you, when this economy really, really hits some very, very rough spots, you can have all the derivatives that you want, but I firmly believe that if you don't have physical, you're in big, big trouble. And that's the point you're trying to make, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's a very simple point, but for some reason it doesn't always translate into investors. The other way to think about it is a lottery. I mean, if everybody buys a lottery ticket and they pay a dollar and 20% of the people win, well, there's only $5 per ticket minus expenses.
Right.
I mean, there's just no more money.
Right.
And that's essentially what we're talking about here. If there's a high, if there's a high ratio of loss, then there's only so much to go around to pay. So if you're hoping that you're going to collect a large payoff because you bet on something to happen, well, there are millions of other people who are hoping for the same.
Yeah.
There's just no money to pay.
Interesting point. And when there's no money to pay, big trouble in little China, or in this case, big trouble in the U.S. of A. Hey, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be back for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.